Good afternoon, and may the Lord give you his peace. This is your daily message of hope on St. Gabriel Catholic Radio, brought to you by Father Stosh Daly. I invite you to join me in this prayer. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Come, Lord Jesus, take away scandals from your kingdom, which is my soul, and reign there, you who alone have the right. For greediness comes to claim a throne within me. Haughtiness and self-assertion would rule over me. Pride would be my king. Lust says, I will reign. Ambition, detraction, envy, and anger struggle within me for the mastery. I resist as far as I am able. I struggle according as help is given me. I call on my Lord Jesus. For his sake I defend myself, since I acknowledge myself as wholly his possession. He is my God. Him I proclaim my Lord. I have no other king than my Lord Jesus Christ. Come then, O Lord, and disperse these enemies by your power, and you shall reign in me, for you are my king and my God. Amen. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. That prayer is attributed to St. Bernard of Clairvaux. A beautiful prayer, powerful prayer, but it calls to mind the struggle within our souls, the struggle within our hearts, the struggle for control. Notice how it begins with those three simple words, come, Lord Jesus. It's not merely an invitation, it's almost a command. Lord, come here, come now, come into me, come, Lord Jesus. Take away scandals from your kingdom, which is my soul. That's a powerful statement, but it's one that we have to be at peace with. Your kingdom, which is my soul. You were created by God. You were created for God. Your soul is a kingdom which belongs to the Lord. And he is the only rightful king. That flies in the face of what many of us consider to be true independence. I am my own boss. I am in control of my own life. Well, really, you have to ask the question, are you? Are you really in control of your own life? Are you really, really the one who controls everything that happens within you, everything that happens around you? Or are the words of this prayer accurate and to the point and true? The kingdom which is my soul. Take away scandals from your kingdom, O Lord, your kingdom which is my soul, and reign there. You who alone have the right. No one, nothing has a right to reign within our hearts except for the Lord, because our hearts were created by the Lord himself. Our identity, our bodies, our souls, we belong to the Lord. For greediness comes to claim a throne within me. Notice how there's always that tendency. Once we own something, then we want some more of it. We want other things. We can become so easily attached to material possessions that we're more focused on what we can hold in our hands than the kingdom we're called to possess in our hearts. Only the Lord can correct that weakness and strengthen us from within. Haughtiness and self-assertion would rule over me. How easy it is for us to become slaves, even to things like pride, haughtiness, and self-assertion. Have you ever been in a conversation and been tempted to take total control of the conversation where you're just talking just to talk? You're not actually even saying anything. Or maybe better yet, you've been in a conversation like that. And you come to notice this person is not able to let go of the reins of the conversation. They're not at peace listening. They just have to be making noise. That's that self-assertion would so easily rule over us. Pride would be my king. Lust says, I will reign. Do we struggle with pride? Do we struggle with impurity? Do we struggle with self-worth? All of these struggles ultimately go back to the fact that we're not allowing the Lord to reign in the kingdom that is our soul, a kingdom that he and he alone deserves to reign over. Ambition, detraction, envy, and anger, they all struggle within us for the mastery. Notice how the sins fight against themselves over which one will be greater. But we, simple, humble creatures, those who are loved by God. We resist as far as we are able, but the resistance can only go so far. We need God's grace to fight the good fight, to remain focused on the Lord. St. Bernard of Clairvaux continues, I struggle according as help is given me. That's God's grace. God's grace is the help that God gives to us to help us fight the good fight. I call on my Lord Jesus. For his sake, I defend myself. We want to be worthy of the Lord, so we put up the fight. We remain faithful. We will not cave in. We will keep our eyes focused on Jesus. Since I acknowledge myself as wholly his possession, you do not belong to this world. You do not belong to the agendas and to the movements and to the propaganda. You belong to the Lord. And you have to be able to acknowledge that you are wholly his possession. Jesus is my God. He is my God. Him I proclaim my Lord. I have no other king than my Lord Jesus Christ. Come then, O Lord, and disperse these enemies by your power, and you shall reign in me, for you are my king and my God. When's the last time you visited Jesus in the tabernacle? When's the last time you popped in to visit the Lord, the living Lord, the King of the universe? When's the last time you visited Jesus in the tabernacle? I'm not talking about on Sunday at Mass. I'm talking about yesterday or today, or do you plan on visiting him tomorrow? I'm not asking you to consider going for 3 hours, 2 hours, even 1 hour. I'm asking just to make a visit to Jesus in the tabernacle. Where is the focus of our souls? Where is the focus of our hearts? When we pray, do we always approach the Lord with petition? Or when we pray, do we also approach the Lord with intercession? When we pray, do we approach the Lord with praise? I praise you, Lord, because you are God. And I praise you because I am loved by you. I praise you because you are worthy of praise. Even though it's only Tuesday, it's a powerful, beautiful opportunity for us to praise the Lord, to consider how much we are loved, but to also admit how real the struggle can be, how difficult the struggle can be, but how important it is to stay focused on the Lord. So we ask for the grace. We ask for the grace to see as God sees, to live as God lives, to love as God loves. Let us remember the words from 2 Maccabees, verse 39, chapter 12, verse 39. On the next day, as by that time it had become necessary, Judas and his men went to take up the bodies of the fallen and to bring them back to lie with their kinsmen in the sepulchres of their fathers. Then, under the tunic of every one of the dead, they found sacred tokens of the idols of Jamnina, which the law forbids the Jews to wear. And it became clear to all that this was why these men had fallen. So they all blessed the ways of the Lord, the righteous judge, who reveals the things that are hidden. And they turned to prayer, beseeching that the sin which had been committed might be wholly blotted out. And the noble Judas exhorted the people to keep themselves free from sin, for they had seen with their own eyes what had happened because of the sin of those who had fallen. He also took up a collection, man by man, to the amount of 2,000 drachmas of silver, and sent it to Jerusalem to provide for a sin offering. In doing this, he acted very well and honorably, taking account of the resurrection. For if he were not expecting that those who had fallen would rise again, it would have been superfluous and foolish to pray for the dead. But if he was looking to the splendid reward that is laid up for those who fall asleep in godliness, it was a holy and pious thought. Therefore he made atonement for the dead, that they might be delivered from their sin. When Judas, in 2 Maccabees, chapter 12, verse 39, when he seeks to do an act of charity, he does so with God in mind. And when he comes to understand why his kinsmen had fallen in battle and died, he was seeing as God sees. And yet he didn't allow that fullness of vision to distract him from prayer or charity, but rather he continued to praise the Lord. He prayed for those who had died because he had in his vision, in his line of sight, the resurrection of the dead. Judas understood, because he was a man of faith, that he had to keep his eyes on the Lord. He had to keep his eyes on eternity. He had to keep his eyes on the goal. So he continued to love. He continued to pray. He continued to be faithful, even when he was surrounded by the effects of infidelity, even when he had to care for those who were found to be imperfect in their own faith. The example given to us in 2 Maccabees of how to pray for the dead is a powerful, beautiful example of how to keep our eyes focused on the Lord and not to be overwhelmed by those challenging moments or situations or occasions in life. To be filled with hope because God lives. And because he lives and he loves, we are then able to live in his love. This is your daily message of hope on St. Gabriel Catholic Radio. And as we seek to be faithful, we ask the Lord for his peace. As we seek to be effective, we ask the Lord for his love. And as the Lord invites us to give witness to him and to sing his praises, we ask the Lord for the grace to be sincere and authentic in our thoughts, in our intentions, in our words, and in our actions. Lord, give us your grace so that we may be alive, so that we may live in you, so that we may live in your love. May the Lord give you his peace.